USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden is returning to the White House after a weekend away at Camp David, and tomorrow he's going to have a busy Monday. The president expected to sign the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill recently passed by Congress. And then tomorrow evening, President Biden is to have a virtual summit, the first ever bilateral meeting he'll be having with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. Investigators are reportedly telling the Daughtry family that the death of their eldest daughter was a homicide. Sources close to the family also telling TMZ that her boyfriend, Bobby Jolly, was taken into custody in Tennessee, police not revealing any details about the arrest or even whether he's a suspect in the death of the 25-year-old woman, who's the daughter of Chris Daughtry, the founder of the band Daughtry, following his American Idol stardom.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
Closing arguments are set to begin tomorrow morning in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial in Kenosha County, Wisconsin. 31 people were called to the stand over 8 days in the trial as Rittenhouse is accused of shooting and killing two men during civil unrest in Kenosha in the summer of 2020. He's claiming self-defense. Inflation on the minds of many, and now Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says inflation will likely continue to be an issue of concern through mid-2022.
It really depends on the pandemic. The pandemic has been calling the shots for the economy and for inflation.
Speaking there on CBS's Face the Nation, Yellen said continuing to make progress against COVID-19 will cause inflation to go down. The Treasury chief predicting that prices could revert back to normal levels by next summer if the U.S. is successful in handling the pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Remember to find more news at usaradio.com. Colorado's Governor Jared Polis is defending his decision to not impose statewide COVID-19 mandates, saying on CBS's Face the Nation that he can praise the efforts of Colorado universities and the ski industry for keeping students and vacationers safe. Mask mandates and vaccine requirements remain at the discretion, though, of independent businesses and localities, and the governor says he does encourage Colorado residents to get vaccinated, saying that for the immunized, it's no longer even a pandemic. Eternals remains the top movie in North America, the Marvel superhero picture earning $27.5 million in its second weekend in theaters. A deep discount dollar chain is setting quite the milestone. It's Dollar General that's celebrating the opening of its 18,000th store over the weekend. This newest store located in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Dollar General celebrated by donating $18,000 to a local elementary school, as well as giving customers gift cards and tote bags filled with various products. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Silly string, travel scope, knock off, cereal, ketchup, picture frame, flashlight, keychain, saddle ball.